At CFM, it's Lee and Jess for breakfast, calling all skateboard, scooter and BMX enthusiasts. Jess?
Yeah, we want you to converge at the Bluff Skate Park to compete for great prizes, bragging rights and have a bit of fun at the Know Your Odds competition series, which returns to Devonport this Saturday, March 20.
Somebody else who is excited is Damien Collins. Damo, good morning, mate. How are you?
Good morning. I'm excited.
Yeah, well, it sounds like it. What's this for? Why are you doing it and how can you get involved?
This is a great competition. It's been going now for, I think back 7 or 8 years. And it happens right across the coast at skate park. Yeah, right across the coast. And it's around giving young people who ride skateboards, scooters and BMXs a chance to come together, test their skills, have a bit of fun, and also learn a little bit about, you know, how to keep themselves safe from the ills of gambling too. So
yeah,
it's really
awesome.
It's a whole bunch of great things coming together at once.
It's an easy trap to fall into this day and age, isn't it, Damo?
Absolutely, especially when you look online and at the way some of the games start to groom the young people towards that sort of thing. So it's really, it's a really safe and easy opportunity for young people to get a bit of information about how to keep themselves and their mates safe.
What sort of age groups are you looking at?
It's actually a great competition in the fact that we get people, like kids from, you know, 6, 7, 8 that are really just, you know, trying out the sports for the first time or you know, learning their first tricks, up to old codgers like me in their 40s who still think they've got something to offer. We really open it up to the whole community and make it, you know, doesn't matter, old, young, boy, girl, been riding forever, been on a board for 2 weeks. Come on down and have a crack.
Did skating and BMXing kind of have a little bit of a hiatus around the turn of the century? Does it make a bit of a comeback, do you think?
Oh, definitely. I think, for a while there, scooter riding became really, really popular.
Well, yeah.
But now it seemed to all kind of level out, especially with the mountain bike movement going on here in Northwest Tasman, well, in other parts of the world. BMXing is kind of trailing along with that too, pardon the pun.
Yeah, it is, which is really cool. We've got these awesome pump tracks that are just popping up left, right and centre. And there's such a great little spot. There's so much fun and a relatively safe sort of place to hone your skills.
Yeah, that's it. And when councils invest in facilities like that for their community, it's a bit of a cost up front, but they just give so much to the community, to young kids, to teenagers, to folks in their 20s, and it really is. It's healthy, it's outdoors, and there's a great level of mateship, great level of skill development. I think these sports often get a bit of a bad rap.
Now, the Know Your Odds competition series does return to Devonport this Saturday, getting underway at the Bluff from around 10 o'clock. Do we need to pre-register, or can we do it on the day?
We can register on the day, so we'll have registration forms available from 10 a.m. for signing. If you're under 18, you will need a parent or a guardian to help you with the paperwork. Must wear a helmet when competing, of course, for safety's sake. But yeah, come on down from 10 a.m. and even if you don't want to compete, it's really worth it just to check it out, see what our young people can do on these various crafts.
Yeah, it's a great spectator sport as well,
absolutely,
isn't it?
Absolutely. It's also, if you can't make the Devonport event, it's also happening in Railton, Burnie, Wynyard and Smithton in the near future. Damien Collins, thanks for your time this morning. We hope it is a great success.
No worries. Thanks for your support, guys.